All right. Hope you enjoyed that cartoon. What did you learn from that? Any single word that you can tell me? What did you learn? But we always put cookies on the fridge so that kids cannot reach, right? Okay, brother. Okay, manam okati anukunte inkoti avutadi. So what else? Oh, lose weight. Yes. Yeah, today's portion is similar to that also. Okay, that's good. Yeah, what else? Any final chance? What is that? Perseverance. There you go. So that is the word I'm looking. What do you mean by perseverance? So in Telugu, it is called as a pattudala. So, don't give up. Without giving up, keep on trying. Actually, you know, you can ask me a question. How did I know about this particular cartoon? So, a couple of weeks back, my elder son came to me, and then he said, my elder son Joseph Raywant, he came to me and said that, Daddy, I learned something from the school today. And they played a small cartoon for us. And I was surprised, you know, why in the class are they playing cartoons? You know, I didn't get it. So then, what did you learn? I asked him. He said, perseverance. So, I mean, he's a little kid, but he remembered that particular word, perseverance. And then he showed me this. And even definitely, I learned something from that particular cartoon. My dears, in our lives, that is very important for everybody to have such kind of an attitude, perseverance attitude, or we should not give up on anything, and we need to continue to aim or continue to achieve whatever we have aimed for. And based on our vision, we need to continually go on and on and on and on. I mean, at last, you'll get the cookie. But the army, the pig, couldn't able to, you know, eat it. But at last, so whatever it wanted, so, you know, it got it. So basically, this particular short film is the best short film. And it won 8 awards. So Savannah Film Festival 2010 and Palm Springs International Shorts Fest 2010 and like that, so on, you know, 8 awards it won. Okay, then you can ask me a question. Brother, why it is so important for us today? And then let us turn our Bibles to Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12, we'll read 2 verses from it. 2 verses. First verse as well as a second verse. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Let us read these 2 verses carefully and all together, please. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. May God bless this portion. So let us close our eyes. Let us look unto God for his help in prayer. Loving Heavenly Father, King of kings, Lord of lords, you are a wonderful God. You are almighty God. Lord, you are precious to us. You are great. Your love is precious. And you are precious to us. And at the same time, oh Lord, we are precious to you as well. There is no greatness in that you are precious to us. But the greatness thing is that we are precious in your sight. We thank you for your precious love, precious sacrifice that you have done towards our lives. And you have called us precious. We thank you for that. As we are going to meditate on your word and examine our lives in the light of the word, prepare ourselves, O Lord, so that we may take part in the communion worthily. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hebrews chapter 12. And before Hebrews chapter 12, there is a Hebrews chapter 11 also. Do you know what is that chapter called as? Heroes of faith. Heroes of faith. So from the Old Testament, the author has taken so many faithful people and then listed down one by one. And I have provided what kind of faith that they had. Okay? So many people, you know, Abel, Enoch, Noah, Moses, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, and so many people that we can see, Gideon, Barak, Samson, so many people that we see here in the book of Hebrews chapter 11. Okay, now, 12th chapter, verses 1 and 2 is very important. And the author is saying that in the 11th chapter, I have given so many examples about faith. And then in the 12th chapter, he is asking, what about you? What about you? That is the main theme for our particular sermon. We are in the race of faith. So many problems, so many issues, so many challenges are surrounded by us. In these circumstances, the question that you and I need to think is that, how can we maintain our faith? It's a lot of challenging for you and me. You and I need a lot of perseverance to maintain our faith. Now you understand why I showed you that particular cartoon. Because so many problems, you know, we have a goal to reach to God. In this goal, in order to reach the goal, when we try so many options, Satan doesn't keep quiet. It always tries to create problems to you and me. But, my dears, today we are going to look at how we can maintain faith. First of all, if you try to understand the context and the background of Hebrews, it is so wonderful. So this particular book is written for three kind of audiences. So basically, the name itself says Hebrews, that means Jews. Okay, so those are three kinds of audiences are that believers, in other words, so who were Jews, and then accepted Jesus Christ as their personal savior. So if you look into Hebrews chapter 10 and 32 to 34, we can see, but call to remembrance the former days. Okay. Call to remembrance the former days in which, after ever illuminated, ye endured a great fight of afflictions, partly while ye were made gazing stock both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly while ye become companions of them that were so used. For ye had compassion of me in my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourself that ye have in heaven better and an enduring substance. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward, for ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive promise. Again, here we can see that they were going through some challenges, the believers who came from Jewish background, and now the other is saying that, cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward, for ye have need of patience. Again, patience or perseverance, that word is repeated here, that you are in need of that. You are in need of that. After ye have done the will of God, you might receive a promise. Again, there is a promise also, and there is encouragement. Okay? And then second group of people that we can see is that, the people who came to Christ intellectually, but they did not believe completely. What it means is that, some intellectual people, they try to see the, some background knowledge in order to understand that. So such kind of people I'm talking. So they did not believe in Christ, but, the author has written Hebrews chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, we ought to give some more earnest heed to the things which you have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard them? So, and again, he's talking about that you have heard so many things. As you have heard so many things about salvation, so many great things about the greatness of God, and then now he's asking a question in the third verse, that how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? And a third category is that they just heard about Jesus Christ, but they did not make any mind. So they were wavering whether to accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior or not. Okay, so that was the background. And now the author of Hebrews is saying that, okay, so in your background, so many people are there, like Moses, like Aaron, like so many other people that God has sent to Israel, and you are treating them as your heroes, but consider Jesus Christ. Consider Jesus Christ. Okay? If your heroes are here and you are here, and you all always try to follow your heroes, but now he is proving that Jesus Christ is better than heroes, better than or superior than your heroes. So that is what he is saying here. So if you concise all the chapters until 11 chapters, so he is saying is that, Jesus Christ is better than prophet, Jesus Christ is better than angels, and better than Moses, and better than Aaron. And he is also saying that Jesus Christ is superior in order, superior in covenant, and superior, he brought a superior sanctuary, and then superior sacrifice. So many better things and so many superior things are in Jesus Christ. That's why you need to follow Jesus Christ. My dears, I don't know which background you have come from, whether it might be Hindu or something else, I don't know. But my dears, Jesus Christ is always better than so-called earthly gods. So I'm not saying that, but it is Bible. It is saying that he is better and he is superior always. That's why if you come back to our portion, he's saying is that, as Jesus Christ is better, Jesus Christ is superior, look at Jesus Christ always in order to raise the faith. So let us read these two verses and jump on to our main subject. First verse and second verse of Hebrews chapter 12. Wherefore, seeing also we compassed about with so great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Can anyone please read in Telugu? Thank you, brother. So the main thing that we have learned is looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Author means that who has established faith in us. Okay? So he is the author and finisher of our faith. So that's why look at Jesus Christ. Okay. So there are three major L's. The word starts with L's. We are going to learn. Okay. How can we concentrate upon Jesus Christ? How can we win the race that God has given to us? Okay. So the first L that we can, you and I can learn is lean. Lean. Okay. So while we are looking at Jesus Christ, we need to learn other letters starts with L also. Okay. The first letter is the word is lean. And then we can see the first one is a lean not. Lean not. So if you turn our Bibles to Proverbs. Proverbs. Chapter 3 and verse 5. Please read it. Yeah, do not lean on your own understanding. While looking at Jesus Christ, we should not lean on our own understanding. That is very important. Who is telling these particular words? Who is telling these particular words? Who has written these proverbs? Who is he? He is a king. Wisest king. So that is very important, my dears. So if you look into the portion of 1 King chapter 3 verses 5 to 14, we are not going to read the whole thing. But, you know, in the dream, God appears to him and asks that, Solomon, what do you want? Then he says that, God, I'm very small. If you look at Israel, I cannot number them. And I need to become as a king of this Israel. And you need to give me wisdom. And then now God responds to him saying that, hey, you did not ask about money and fame. You did not ask about the life of your enemies. But you asked for one thing, that is wisdom. I'm going to give you the wisdom. That wisdom is so high that so no other person before you and after you would not have that kind of wisdom. So that's what, you know, God gives a promise. Such a kind of the wise king was writing these particular words. And he's saying is that, whatever he was saying is that, you know, do not lean on your own understanding. That is totally wrong. And when Solomon initially, he was leaning onto God and he was taking decisions. But after that, he stopped leaning towards God. And then you have seen the end life of a Solomon. But with that great king, wise king Solomon, he's saying is that in all thy ways, acknowledge him and he shall, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. My dears, even today also in the worship service, we have learned so many things, right? So God's thoughts are superior and precious than our thoughts. Consider this, that we as human beings cannot read other person's heart. Okay? I've already told you this one. There was a small exercise that I went through that one person asked us to do this, look at other person and imagine about that particular person and tell about that person. Okay. For example, if he is wearing, I already told you this, but I would like to tell it again so that you understand it very clearly. So if I wear a particular color of a pant, you might have some opinion because of that color about that particular person. Maybe that person is a posh guy. Or maybe that person is not a decent person. You may have that opinion. And like that, you know, about the shirt and pant and the shoes, I imagined and told that person. Whatever I imagined about that particular person, and 70% of the things were wrong. Only 30% of the things were right. But my dears, consider this. How many times you and I would imagine about other person's life? If one person doesn't say praise the Lord, and then immediately our imagination starts. If a particular person doesn't speak to us, immediately our imagination triggers. And then we always think so many things, and we'll have some other opinion about that particular person. But the king, Solomon, is saying is that, do not rely on your own understanding. Okay? Okay, if you don't lean our own understanding, on whom we can rely upon is a question. For that, please turn on to Isaiah, book of Isaiah chapter 48. 48. 48. So, in this, the second verse says that, for they call themselves of the holy city and stay themselves upon the God of Israel, the Lord of hosts is his name. So here, and stay themselves upon the God of Israel is also translated as lean on the God of Israel. The next slide, if you please. So the second word that you can fill here in the sheet says that, do not lean on our own understanding, but to whom we need to lean? We need to lean upon the God of Israel. The God of Israel. Lean towards the God of Israel. And you can ask the question, why? Why you need to lean? So in this particular chapter, we can get that particular answer. Why do we need to lean upon our Lord? So here there are so many things. I'll just read quickly. Verse 3, what does it say? I have declared the former things from the beginning. So God can see the end from the beginning itself. Did you understand what I'm saying? God can see the end from the beginning itself. Okay? That's why we need to rely upon Him. God only can see the future. You and I cannot see the future. You and I can see the present. You know, the present things, what are happening, we can only see those things. And even in the present world, we cannot see other person's heart. Only God can see the other person's heart. And God can see the future. That's why we need to lean upon God for the guidance to race in the faith race. And then, 12th verse, if you read, 12th verse. A 13th verse also, brother. Okay, 12th verse and 13th verse are so precious to me, my dears. It says that I am He, I am the first, I am the last, is what Lord is saying. And then 13th verse, mine hand also hath laid the foundation of the earth, and my right hand hath spanned the heavens. When I call them, they stand up together. Wonderful word. When God calls so many things in the galaxies, when God calls them, it stands together. What a wonderful God He is. What a powerful God He is. When compared to His mind and our mind, when compared to His ability and our ability, we cannot really, you know, come closer to the God. That's why here we can understand that, you know, we need to lean onto our God. And also, if you lean, what is going to happen? So we can see all those things also. If you lean, 17th verse, please read it. 17th verse. So So here, God is saying is that, if you lean on me, this is what I'm going to do. In the 17th verse, it says that, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit. Whatever is the profit that you are going to get, I'm going to teach you, is what the Lord is saying here. Which leadeth thee by the way that thou should go. Whatever the way that you need to go, the faith way. So God is going to lead us and guide us. And also, sixth verse, please. Sixth verse of the same chapter. And now here, it says that, if you lean on me, and God is saying all these things, I have showed thee new things from this time, even hidden things that thou did not know them. So what are the things that you cannot understand in your life? Maybe you are going through a particular problem. Maybe you are going through a worse situation in your life. But here, the Bible says that, if we lean unto the Lord, He is going to reveal the things why the situation, some particular situation has occurred into our lives. And also, if you are looking to learn more about God, you should not lean onto your own understanding, but you need to lean onto God's understanding so that He is going to show the new things unto you. Please read a 10th verse also. Okay, if you see this, so what God is doing here is that, so God is refining us. God is refining us. Maybe some impurities are there in us. Maybe in our heart, maybe in our thoughts, in our mind. Whenever we feel that there are some impurities in our heart and mind, and then if you lean unto the Lord, He refines us. Here it says that, I have refined thee, but not with silver. I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction. Sometimes, my dears, God sends us through afflictions, our problems, our testing times. Don't think that those afflictions and problems that are happening in your life is bad. Sometimes it is good for you also. God is refining us. God is sending through a process which refines us clearly so that, you know, when we come out of those refining process, we'll become shine. That's why Psalmist said that, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, because your rod and your staff comforts me." So God did not give the promise that I'm going to take you out of that refinement process. But, you know, Psalmist said that, I'm okay to go through this refining process, a refinement process, but God, please be with me. Your presence encourages me to go through these problems. I need this refinement in my life. Once I come out of these problems and issues, I will become shine. We have seen that, right? Perseverance. So that pig, right? So he tried so many options. So in those options, it got hurt. It went through a lot of struggling also. But still, it was trying. And hurt target it was trying to gain the target. Even for us also, my dears, spiritually, if we talk about it, God has given us a target. In order to reach out to that target, we need to have that perseverance. Pattudala, Orpu, Sahanam. We need all these things so that we may come out of, victor. Now, okay, let's go through the another slide and come back to our portion, Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12. And now, here, as we have learned that we need to look at Jesus, right? While we are looking at Jesus, we also need to look at three things in this particular portion. Hebrews chapter 12, 1 and 2. Okay? So The first thing that we need to look at is around the winners. Around the winners. In the Hebrews chapter 11, the author has written about winners. So many people I have read, right? Abel, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, and name a few. Okay? So what he's saying is that when you are going through tough times or challenges in your faith, look at the winners who won in the faith race. You need to look at those people. And now I would like to bring a small illustration here. There was a person, it was a real story. So there was a person who was struggling with his sports in the college. When he was struggling and then he was losing. And then when he lost, he lost the interest also, and he was about to quit the game also. And he went to his coach. Coach, this is the problem that I have. Then coach said that, hey, I'm going to tell you three things. Follow these three things and see if there is any improvement in your life. Okay? Now he brings the first thing. And he said that, look at your seniors who struggled a lot, won the games. Inspire from them. That was the first point. The second point that he was telling was that, look at yourself. Look at yourself. When you look at yourself, whatever the things that are bothering you to win the race, eliminate all those things. And the third thing is, look at the present winner. Whoever is your winner in your team, look at that particular person and see if you can learn from these 3 points and see if you can win. He applied those 3 things in his life and he won the game at one point. My dears, the first point that you and I can learn is from our seniors. So whatever the things that are mentioned in Hebrews chapter 11, so those were our seniors. So those, ran with a faith race they ran, and they won it. If you are struggling with your any situation that is causing you to run the faith race, look at those people, your seniors. So that was the first point he's saying. The next thing that we can see is look at yourself. Look at yourself. So next slide, please. Look at yourself. Okay? So here, what the author is saying is, let us read carefully. Okay? Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about so great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with a patient the race that is set before us. And now what he is saying is that, first you looked at your seniors, and now you look at yourself. Look at yourself. He's talking about 2 problems. One problem is weight. One problem is sin. So weight, in terms of, weight may not be sin because he already mentioned about sin. Weight means that whatever the weight that you are carrying is objecting you to finish your race or run the race of faith, you need to take away the weight. Consider the sprinters, right? The people who runs very fast. Usain Bolt or something, some other people. When they run, just imagine it, he doesn't have any pant or shirt or any suit, he doesn't wear all those things and he runs, right? Did he? No. He takes away all those things. Whatever the things that are needed minimum, he wears those things and he runs the race. And now how can we apply this? For example, for the audience that he is writing this particular word, they were bringing so many customs from the Jewish background. There are so many backgrounds, right, in the Jewish culture. So when they accepted Jesus Christ as their personal savior, they were bringing so many customs and the things that they were following in their olden days, they brought in here. And while they're carrying all those customs in their life or the old life in their body, they were unable to run the faith race. Here, author is saying is that take away all those customs that you brought in. Take away all the, you know, the things in your old lifestyle that you are carrying forward. Take away all those things. When you take away all those things, then only you can run the faith race. Otherwise, you cannot run the faith race. I would like to ask you a question, that what are you carrying the weight that you have right now? Maybe the things or the bad things that you have committed before you accept Jesus Christ, maybe you're carrying those things. Maybe a bad habits, you're carrying those things, which may be hindering your faith right now. But the author is asking that, take away those bad things that are hindering your faith. If you carry those things, you'll not be able to win it. You'll not be able to run properly. Did you get my point, my dears? Did you get my point? You need to self-examine yourself in the light of the word before you partake in the communion. If God is talking to you, to your heart, do not be hardened. Keep it open to the Lord. Ask Lord, search my heart, O Lord. Search my heart. If there is any iniquity in my heart, you can ask that. Please bring it to my notice and take it away, O Lord, with your help. Let me take it away with your help, is what you and I need to pray today, my dears. And while examining ourselves or looking at ourselves, and you need to look one main person, that is Jesus Christ. Let us continue to read that. Second verse, what does it say? Next slide, please. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. So we have seen three looks. What were those? Look at your seniors. Or look at others, right? So for winners, about winners. Look at those winners. That was the first thing. The second thing is that look at yourself. The third thing is look at the Lord, Jesus Christ, who is the author and finisher of your faith. Okay, then you can ask the question that why do you need to look at Jesus Christ? In the subsequent portion that is listed down here, talks about why do we need to look at Jesus Christ. So the third verse, if you see, for consider him that endures such a contradiction of sinners against him, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Tello chadavandi. Third verse. Did you get that point? So, consider Jesus Christ. What did he do? And he endured endurance as well as perseverance we can see in Jesus Christ's life. Okay? Even though he lived with so many sinners around him, he did not lose his vision. He was still concentrating upon vision. That vision is to save you and me. It is very important, my dears. So consider Jesus Christ. So many afflictions that he went through. People spit at him. People or soldiers beaten him. So many bad things happened against Jesus Christ. But what did he do? What did he do? As he is the author and finisher of our faith, he endured patiently for us. If you and I are going through such kind of situation right now, or maybe you are going through a problem, or maybe you are going through a worse situation in your life, consider the life of Jesus Christ. He went through more problems and more bad situation that you and I go through. And also here, the author is saying is that, okay, I talked about so many heroes of faith in the chapter 11. But Jesus Christ, if you consider his faith, he's more superior than all the others that are mentioned in the Hebrews chapter 11. Did you get that point, my dears? Did you get that point? So his faith is far superior. That's why you need to look at Jesus Christ. And please read a fourth verse and a fifth verse also. Hebrews chapter 12. Okay. Thank you, brother. So if you look at this, here also in addition to that, I would like to read an additional portion from a verse 1. And it says that, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth beset us, and let us run patiently with the race that is set before us, looking at Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross and despised the shame, and is sat down. In the right hand of the throne of God. It talks about the greatness of Jesus Christ. There was a joy that was set before him, and for the joy, he endured the cross. For the joy, he endured the cross. Okay? When you are going through tough times, when you have challenges, to go through your faith in your life, look at Jesus Christ. Look what he did. Whatever the joy that was set before him, the joy is to save you and me. For the joy, he endured. I mean, again, I'm stressing this particular verse. Endure. Or he waited patiently. Or perseverance. So Jesus Christ waited patiently for you and me to save. Who are we? We are after all, my dears. What are the problems and situations that you and I are going through? Are after all. I'm not trying to, put your problems down. But I am trying to encourage you that look at Jesus Christ. Look at Jesus Christ. He has a lot of faith. A lot more than the heroes of faith that are mentioned in the Hebrews chapter 11. And that's why, in order to get an encouragement to you, in order to run the faith, faith race, you need to look at Jesus. So three things that we have learned. So look at winners. Look at yourself. Look at Jesus Christ. And now finally, the other portion we have learned is a lean, right? So lean not on your own understanding, but you need to lean on God of Israel. So that is the first thing that you need to do. So whenever you are looking unto Jesus Christ, you should not, lean on your own understanding, because so many number of times your understanding and your imagination might be incorrect. That's why do not lean on your own understanding, but lean unto the God. While leaning unto the God's, understanding or God's plans, what you need to do is that you need to look at Jesus Christ, who is the author and finisher of your faith. And now finally, next slide. While leaning and looking, you need to listen the voice of God. So if you turn your Bibles to Revelation chapter 3. Revelation chapter 3. Verse 20. Please read this. So my dears, Jesus Christ, who is a faithful one, who is the author and finisher of our faith, he is standing at the door and knocking. If any man hears my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, he with me. My dears, the folks who haven't accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, Jesus Christ came to your heart several times and knocked at your heart. Even today also, at this moment, He's knocking at your heart. If you open your door, accept Him as your personal and Savior, He's going to sup with you. And whatever the promises that we have learned will be applicable to us. I'm talking mainly on the spiritual promises that God has given to us, my dears. So you need to listen His voice. Listen His voice. Don't just look at Jesus Christ. He's going to talk to you and you are going to listen to Him. So what does it says here? 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 10. What does it say? Speak, Lord. When the Lord was, you know, the next one, brother, next slide. So if you see this particular last thing. So first one is that you need to listen to the Lord for the salvation experience. Jesus Christ was knocking at your door. You need to listen. You need to open. You need to listen and you need to open the door. And then here the second thing is listen to the Lord in the service. When you are doing the service of the Lord, you might have so many issues. You might have so many distractions. And so many problems that people may bring unto you. Irrespective of all those problems, my dears, today I want to bring the message that you need to run a faithful race in your life, my dears. You need to run a faithful life. So, if any problems that are causing you to run, then you need to cut the inputs. You need to cut the inputs. For example, you know, so many of us may be watching the TV, right? So, if the TV is hindering to your faith or to the race of faith, cut down that input. Cut down that input. And if you are doing a friendship with the world, for example, you know, there's no a problem in doing the friendship with the world. But you need to be very careful. If that friendship is causing or becoming an hindrance to the work of the Lord or to your faith, cut down that input. You need to be very careful. While you love the people and you need to, you know, tell the gospel to them and don't bring the world into your heart. That is what I'm trying to say here. Okay? You need to be very careful. So while you are not leaning on your own understanding, while you are leaning unto your own understanding, while you are looking at the seniors or the winners, while you look at yourself, the main and most important thing is look at Jesus Christ. Look at Jesus Christ. And you need to look at Jesus Christ and you need to listen your voice. You need to listen your voice. Listening your God's voice requires a lot of effort. You need to pray unto Him. You need to spend time with Him so that you may receive His word to you. Or you may spend time in reading the word of God, so that you may receive or you may listen His still small voice. I'm challenging you and asking a question. How many of you are doing this? How many of you are spending time in prayer? How many of you are spending time in reading the word of God? How many of you are spending a time in worshiping the Lord? Worshiping the Lord doesn't end with on Sunday morning itself, my dears. You need to examine yourself. That how many of you are worshiping on non-Sundays? Let us examine like this. Are you worshiping the Lord at all or not? It is very important, my dears. It is very important. Three L's that we have learned. What are those? Lean, look, and listen. Okay? So may God bless this portion. Let's close our eyes.